CargoLink has been around for 10 years. It's a shipping company, a registered shipping company. It started off by targeting Zimbabweans in America. Those Zimbabweans were actually looking at shipping goods to their country. But we have since expanded from only looking at Zimbabweans. We actually ship to other countries as well, mostly Southern Africa. We won't be looking at goods only. We are looking at trucks, mining equipment, construction equipment as well. By, you know, looking at other countries, this has actually increased our volumes. So I would say business is really good right now because, you know, we have expanded. We are reaching out to so many countries in Southern Africa.
And in terms of the Christmas period in itself, would you say many people within the region and Zimbabwe in itself in particular have been sending Christmas goodies back home because we understand things are a bit tight back in Zimbabwe?
Exactly. Yeah, we have had an increase in volume because it's Christmas. Those people have family back home. That, of course, explains everything because it's time for receiving goodies from friends and family. We have realized a lot of people sending stuff this time of the year and also to other countries as well. You know, when it's Christmas, people realize that it's time to send presents and to think about your loved one back home.
And looking at the goodies that people send home, what would you say are the most popular products that people send back to Zimbabwe?
Clothes, shoes, groceries. By the way, I also need to mention we have some churches which are US-based and they do missionary work in Zimbabwe. So they send things like Bibles, school supplies, you know, things which they can, you know, which they cannot take with them on the plane. They would ship through CargoLink.
Still talking about that, can you enunciate a little bit more in terms of your charity work? Because I understand you are doing a lot in the community and trying to help even, you know, fellow Zimbabweans, your compatriots who would have passed away here by making sure that their goods do not rot here but actually go back to their relatives in Zimbabwe.
Yeah, we have managed to send furniture, personal effects for deceased Zimbabweans who are living in the USA. No, it's going to be very expensive, mostly when they're going to repatriate the body to the mother country.
How expensive is the shipping?
Well, shipping to Zimbabwe is expensive. Shipping in general is expensive because of the process involved. And if you're going to be looking at America, it's a big country. We actually pick up from every corner of the country. And also, you look at the Zimbabwe, a landlocked country, so we are using ports for other countries, so the tariffs are really high. So that itself, you know, makes the destination, Zimbabwe destination, very expensive. The other thing about our country is that, you know, we're dealing with the US dollars here, and the situation is different from when countries have their own currency. The duties will be very reasonable, you know, but otherwise, shipping to Zimbabwe, you know, it's quite expensive.
And in terms of customs, when the goods do arrive in Zimbabwe, how bad is the situation? Because some people do complain that, you know, the charges are just too high.
The charges are just too high. You know, there's no doubt about it, you know, because we are dealing with US dollars. It's unfortunate that our country is kind of dependent on those revenues. If we were talking about our own currency, it could have been a different situation.
Lastly, do you have any expansion plans? I heard you earlier saying you actually do ship to some countries within the region. Are you looking at the whole of Africa? What are your plans for the future as CargoLinks?
Well, we have plans to, you know, to become bigger in the near future. Right now, we, you know, of course, we go to other countries. We do ship trucks and you know, cars and some, you know, some packages. But we don't do it like we do for Zimbabwe, where we consolidate, you know. But in the near future, we want to be able to serve quite a number of other countries. Because the bottom line of consolidation is to look at the numbers. Do we have enough people in the USA from a particular country? Then if it's viable, then, you know, we can move into other countries as well.